Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld plans to cancel a major weapons program, but keep an official who fought for it. Today, the defense secretary formally abandoned plans to buy a massive artillery piece called the Crusader. Rumsfeld also made sure that the army leader who once supported the gun very publicly changed his position. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from the Pentagon.
The weapon is a massive gun that would roll around on tank treads. The Army wanted to buy hundreds of Crusaders at a cost of $9 billion. Its opponents called it too heavy and too outdated to be worth the price, and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld says it doesn't fit with his plans to reshape the military.
This decision reflects the reality that with finite resources, which is always the case, it is necessary to make choices.
Until today, at least, the U.S. Army considered this one of the most important weapons on its wish list, and few officials supported the Crusader more strongly than Army Secretary Thomas White. White was already a controversial figure as a former executive of the Enron Corporation. And in recent days, some officials suggested White's opposition to the Crusader might cost him his job. Instead, the Army Secretary was instructed to come here, to the Pentagon press room. Rumsfeld himself introduced White, along with another official, and predicted that Thomas White would support the decision he opposed just a few days ago.
And now you have the opportunity to visit personally and directly with Dr. Paul Wolfowitz, the Deputy Secretary, and the Secretary of the Army, Tom White.
Standing beside Tom White, Deputy Secretary Paul Wolfowitz insisted that the Army's top civilian would be able to follow orders.
Let me say something. I mean, you have two people here who care deeply about defense, care deeply about the Army. We've had somewhat different views. We've had some pretty strong debates.
Yes.
At the end of the day, we have one commander-in-chief.
Pentagon officials contend that somebody in the Army disobeyed their bosses last week. Army officials sent a document to Capitol Hill meant to show sympathetic lawmakers what to say about the Crusader. The so-called talking points accused Rumsfeld's office of putting soldiers at risk for political reasons. Today, reporters asked Thomas White about that paper.
Secretary White, the Army's talking points that were faxed up to the Hill
contained
some language that was offensive,
let's
use your word. Do you regret that? Were you in any way responsible for that? And have you held anyone accountable for that?
I would just like to say that the comments in the talking points were offensive to me, offensive to the United States Army, did not reflect our position at all.
The Army is investigating who sent the paper, but White declined to talk about that today. Officials were hoping to show today that Thomas White remains on their team while the Crusader artillery system is dead. Officials acknowledge that neither statement is entirely true. Officials privately suggest that Thomas White may still depart at a less emotional moment. And the Crusader enjoys support in Congress, especially among lawmakers from Oklahoma, where parts of it would be manufactured. Lawmakers complain that Rumsfeld's decision surprised them. Army officials say Rumsfeld has not explained how the Army can do without the gun. Defense analyst Lauren Thompson of a think tank called the Lexington Institute says the Pentagon leadership has created problems for itself.
It will have alienated the Oklahoma Republican delegation. It will have alienated the Army. And in the end, it's not clear that there will be an alternative that is fielded as the Secretary has defined. That's a lot of fallout.
A House committee has already approved a measure that would force the Defense Secretary to keep the Crusader artillery system at least another year. This afternoon, a Senate committee considered legislation that would do the same. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Pentagon.